Hey, welcome to Planet Shakers Church. I am so excited. I'm going to be sharing today on the river of God. I believe that God's river brings life, freedom, and power and healing wherever it goes. And God wants us to live in the river. Why don't you sit back and enjoy and relax and receive from what God has for you today. God bless you. Yesterday, I went to the beach and I was... Pastor BJ was there and Marla and their three children, and Pastor Joth was there with his wife Rachel and their little child Josiah, and there was also Pastor Andy. And Pastor and Andy and I went in the water, and so did BJ. BJ rolled up his jeans because he didn't have any bathers, and He went in and he splashed at his ankle deep level, and that was pretty powerful. And then Pastor Andy is a very sculptured man. In fact, he has got muscles on muscles. I think he's been training with EJ. And EJ and Bokosi. Now, Bokosi hasn't got any muscles. He's just a bit... I tell you, he's got muscles. Jetty, he's got muscles. He's got my kind of muscles. And anyway, I want to speak to you this afternoon on the river of God. Everyone say the river of God. And who wouldn't mind hopping in a river right now, actually? Ezekiel 47, the Bible says, "And the man brought me to the entrance to the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple towards the east. The water was coming down under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me out through the north gate and led me." Everyone say, "led me." "Outside the outer gate facing east. And the water was trickling from the south side. And as the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits. And then led me," everyone say led me, "through the water that was ankle deep." Everyone say ankle deep. Say Pastor BJ was ankle deep. "And he measured through 1,000 cubits the water that was knee deep. And he measured off 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. Then he measured off 1,000, but it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in." And the Bible says, "And then he led me to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. And he said to me this, 'Water flows from the eastern region and go down to Arabah where it enters the Dead Sea. Where it enters into the sea, the salty water becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows." Say, "wherever the river flows." "There were large numbers of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So was where the river flows, everything will live." And at the end of the scripture, it says, every month they will bear fruit because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve food, and their leaves for healing." Everyone say, "leaves for healing." This is talking about the river of God coming out of the throne of God, which we also read in Revelations 22. It says, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing through the throne of God and of the Lamb. And down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river, stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations." So here we see that the river of God has certain things attached to it. It has healing, it has life, it has refreshing. Everywhere it touches, it brings life. Everything that encounters the river of God, all of a sudden dead things come alive. Things that were salty become fresh, and these things shift because the river of God. This year, we need to get in the river of God. The river of God represents the presence of God, represents the power of God, represents the breakthrough of God, represents life and healing to the nations. The river of God is powerful. And at the start, you see in this scripture that there are people who go certain levels in the river. And there are certain Christians who live this way. The first place was he took him and they were ankle deep Christians. These are Christians who have made a decision to step out into faith, into the waters of salvation, but they've never gone beyond ankle deep water. They live in fear. They live in control. They don't want to be vulnerable. They're worried about the possibility of being attacked or harmed. And they live cautiously, although they enjoy, like BJ did, the little refreshing over his ankles. They can't see me. That's all right. I'm not worried about that. Yo. If you got a bald head, everyone online, now you can see the glory. Look at the shirt. My daughter bought me this for Christmas. Apparently it's cool. Is this a cool shirt? Yeah, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Someone just texted me in the middle of my preaching. Neil Smith, you texted me in the middle of my preaching. Can you believe that Neil Smith texted me? And this is what he said. Hat off. Well, same to you. You got hair. You got hair, man. Manny, you're back. Good to see you, bro. So, ankle deep. BJ was there. Woo! He's got three children. And you got Archie, he's the eldest. He's about up to here. And then you got Levi. He's just like full of beans and sugar and activity. And then you've got Arden, who's about this big. And he is a guy that doesn't have any fear. So while mum and dad, mum's in the water too, go little children out there, go swim with Uncle Russell and Uncle Andy with his muscles flexing as he goes through the sea. It's Andy just doesn't walk out there. He walks out like this. I walk out covered. I suck it in. He doesn't suck it in. Anyway, it's hot. I can say whatever I want. Hat off. That is funny. So, we go out. A little Arden, he plays in the water to where he can. And Levi, he comes out and water's up to here and he's jumping, trying to get not the water in his mouth, but he wasn't that successful at that, so we had to do resuscitation and get him back in. Not true. And there's Archie, he goes out with Andy, and they're going out deeper. And I begin to think about this and think about how many Christians live their life ankle deep. They're worried about going any further. Now, BJ doesn't have a problem with swimming, but he had jeans on, so he didn't want to get them wet. But I've discovered with God, you might come prepared and dress one way, and God says, I want you to come out deeper, and you think that is good. I've got a whole nother level for you. Ankle deep Christians. This year, let's not be ankle deep Christians. The next is knee deep Christians. They go a little deeper with God. In the river of God, they go a little deeper. They might think they're okay because they compare themselves with the ankle deep Christian. At least I'm not like that. But again, a knee deep Christian have control issues. They don't want to be vulnerable to the things of God. They want to have their stability in their own ability instead of letting God take them into a place of vulnerability. And so they live their Christian walk in the move of God, in the river of God. There's some blessing, but it is only to their knees. This year, God doesn't want us to be knee-deep Christians. Then the next person in the story is the waist-deep Christian. They go up to the water up to here. And they enjoy the water. Now they're a little deeper. They can feel the current. They're the type of people in the presence of God. They can feel God moving. They can see God moving. They're actually feeling half refreshed. They're feeling good about themselves because there's a breeze blowing and they're not completely vulnerable, so they're still in control, but they're a little bit more mature, they're a little bit more hungrier, they've stepped from being ankle deep, they've got more courage than the knee deep people, but they're waist deep, but they're still not surrendered. They still live a life of half blessing. God's river, everywhere it touches, brings life, freedom, and joy, but only half of their life is being touched by it. But the fourth group, everyone say the fourth group. These are totally in Christians. These are people who say, I'm going to get in the river of God, and I'm going to get immersed in the river of God, and I'm going to get consumed by God so much that I lose all my stability on myself, and now my ability comes on where the river is flowing, where God's Spirit is moving. I'm now no longer consumed with having part of God. I want all of God, and He's taking me to places that will blow my mind. See, all in Christians, God's in control. That's why when they give, they're not worried, because God's in control. That's why when they pray for the sick, they're not worried, because God is in control. That's why they praise like they've given their all, because God is in control. They're now in a place where they're saying, I'm not worried about me anymore. I'm just caught up with God, and I'm just so consumed with God that literally He is taking me to places that blow my mind. Over the last 2 weeks, I've stood in awe of what God is doing. I'm lying in bed in the Philippines. It's sold out. The doors open. We start at 9:30 in the morning. And I'm there and I'm lying in bed and somebody texts me and saying, 2,000 people have been lined up since 3 a.m. in the morning. I go out of bed, dressed incognito, and I walk. It's now 6:45 and I haven't showered. I put a hat on. I've drunk some Listerine, gargled, spat it out so my breath didn't smell. Go in shorts. And I'm walking down the line and there's 6:45 and there is at least 14,000 people there, 12 to 14,000 people all around waiting to get in, waiting to experience the presence of God, waiting to encounter. And then at 9:30, the whole building is packed. And it's like a night meeting in a 9:30 service. Then we go down to Indonesia and we fill out a place. And then in Malaysia, we run out of chairs at night because there's no more chairs in the building. And then Singapore, people are lined up. And I sit there and I go, God, this is unbelievable. I am a guy that isn't the most got a lot of hair on my head. Not the most talented person in the world. But I remember through my life deciding, I don't want to be an ankle-deep Christian. I don't want to be a knee-deep Christian. I don't want to be a waist-deep Christian. I want you to take me places where I could only dream of ever going. I don't know how we got here, but we got here. I didn't know that our songs would touch millions of people. I didn't know that. We just worshiped and wrote songs because we love Jesus. But when you get in the river, it takes you to places. Sam told the story while we were away of she may have told it here, I don't know, but of a pastor whose mother wasn't a Christian. She was away from God. She lived a fairly non-Christian life. She was sick one day and she went to a checkup, and the doctor came back with the test results and he said, "You have AIDS." She's like, "What?" The son had witnessed to her whole life, his whole time of being saved, never interested in God. He gave her a Planet Shaker CD. And there was a song that stuck out to her. It was called "Nothing's Impossible." She's not a Christian, but she keeps playing, "Through you, I can do anything." And she keeps filling her day every day with "Nothing's Impossible." She doesn't even know why she keeps playing it, but she keeps playing it and playing it and playing it and playing it and playing it. She goes for a regular checkup, and her regular checkup, her doctor says, "This is unbelievable. She's still not yet a Christian. She's just filled her life with worship and not realized the power of it." He says, "You have no longer any AIDS in your body." And since then, she has been completely healed. Totally touched by God. Who would ever know that a little guy from Melbourne called Geoff Hunt would write a song, "Through you, I can do anything," because he sat in the anointing that was on this house and it touched a little Irish lady, never met or even heard of Planet Shakers, got a CD. Because when you get in the river of God, it takes you to places you've never been. When you get consumed with God, it takes you to realms that you've never seen. When you see what happens in life, you get hurt or disappointed. So instead of getting in the river, you go back to the ankle deep. Oh, I once was full on. But I just chilled a bit, you know. God's saying, 2018, Planet Shakers, I don't want you to be ankle deep or knee deep or even waist deep. I want you to be immersed in my presence. I want you to get in the river of God, because it's the only thing that will really refresh you. It was the thing that turns your bitter taste into fresh taste. It is a thing that will bring healing and life to the nations. It will be the thing that brings breakthrough and change. It's the river of God. And God said, "Come on, I want you to get in it." Jesus. Because where His river is, every dead thing comes alive. Where His river is, there comes food to feed. Wherever His river is, things that are sick become healed. Things that are out of order get into order, because that's where His river is. So if you just want ankle deep order, in other words, ankle deep blessing, just get in there like BJ did. If you want, you say, "I want to go deeper with God this year," well, get it. Go beyond your knees, go beyond your waist, and get to a place where this current takes you. So my challenge to us tonight, in this hot room, although it is 12 degrees cooler in here than out there, you can still experience the river of God now. And if you say, "This year we're going to sing this song, we're going to sing 'I Came For You,' And you say, I want this year to just get immersed in God, and I want the river of God. I want to let go of control. I want to let go of anything that would hold me back, and I just want to flow with God. And you know, everything He does in the river lines up to His word. See, sometimes people think the river is something that is not in line with the word of God. In fact, the word of God is actually, it is actually the blueprint for how the river flows. And you say today, Russell, I just want to get in the river. This church is here because we got in the river. We left Adelaide, got out of our own comfort, and let Him control it because we were led by Him. Led by Him. Not led by a feeling, led by Him. In fact, if I was led by a feeling, the day I had to fly out of Adelaide and I was flying to America and then we're coming back to move, and my son was very young, he was six, and he had really good friends and he didn't want to leave his friends. And I remember saying to him one day, I said, what's wrong? Just before I'm about to leave, the day before, nothing. I said, no, what's wrong? Nothing. And I said, what's wrong? And his lip started quivering, six-year-old kid. He says, I don't want to go to Melbourne. I said, why not? He said, because I have all my friends here in Adelaide. Next day I got on a plane and I'm like, God, what am I doing? What am I doing? But He said, I'm leading you. Get in the river. It's the greatest decision for my family we ever made. And by the way, that decision has affected your family. And now we are family. Because that's where the river takes us. You might have a different story to mine, but the river brings us together to bring life. So we're going to sing. All it takes is one moment. One moment of deciding, I'm getting in. You see, little Levi, he saw his older brother. And he says, I'm a younger brother, so you always want to beat your older brother. And little Levi saying, I got to be out where Archie is. He might be taller than me, but I'm still hungry. So he would push through his fear to get into deeper spaces. Would you push through religion? Would you push through control? Would you push through doubt so you can get deeper?
We're so thankful that you joined us today. We want to connect with you on all social media platforms, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or whatever it is, we'd love to connect with you. Also, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, send us an email at church@planetshakers.com. We believe that God wants to use your life and empower your life. As we get into the river of God, we bring healing and freedom and life wherever we go. Do that this week. Walk in the river of God, get submerged in His presence, and guess what? Your life will bring change wherever it will go. God bless you. See you next week. It's going to be awesome.